All righty. Did not practice a key. Derek Wolf, Matt Paradis. TJ is sick, you guys. Chris Harris did not practice neither. Rest day for Chris. Eliminated Kayvon's back to work. Brandon is back to work. I miss Russell Okung, guys. He did not practice. And then full participants were Trevor, Billy, Devontae, Sly, Andy, Jordan Taylor, DeMarcus Ware. I think I got them all. Okay. You know, he's day-to-day, Jeff. I mean, he's doing really good. Remember, he had an injection, so everything's tied to his injection and the time frame of how we're working him, you know. So, but he's doing really good. He's actually at practice today, a part of what was going on, watching what was going on, walkthroughs, all that type of stuff, but just not yet back on the field.
How's Kayvon coming along?
He looked good, you know, so we took a step toward him being ready to go this week. That would be a big boost if we can get him back. So hopefully he has a good week, but a good day-to-day.
What was Trevor after the game?
You know, he's sore, Jeff. You know, he needs this break we got coming next week. But he's pushed through it and, you know, done a hell of a job from that standpoint. But, yeah, obviously a good break will help him too. But he's okay. I mean, he's fine. He's full go today in practice.
How much does that break and the fact you're on turf play into your decision on a key?
Really, it doesn't. It's all strictly tied to the doctors and Greek and, you know, the pattern they have set for him coming off the injection. You know, what we do day-to-day to get him back on the field. So, like I said, it's just going to be a day-to-day process, and we'll see where we're at the end of the week.
Was there a lot of election buzz this morning?
Oh, I'm buzzing on New Orleans. That's what I'm trying to figure out. yeah, there's a little bit of talk, you know, but now it's time to move on. Time for us to worry about the Saints.
Gary, the Saints signed a couple of your former players. How much can
it's good. It's good for them. I mean, you know, Shiloh obviously have been here. John have been here, done a really good job. Both two real good kids. You know, Shiloh is a big part of what we did last year. I mean, you want everybody working. You know what I mean? So happy for them. You know, I don't get too much into that really. I mean, hell, everybody watches the tape. You know, we see what each other does. So, but no, I'm happy for both of them.
So not something you need to be too.
No, I don't. I think we got enough things to be concerned about. So, and I respect both those guys, and I respect the Saints and the job they do. And I'm happy for players when they're working. That's why they're there.
When you face Breeze now, you'll have played the top five quarterbacks.
I know. Yeah, we talked about that this morning. We faced some really good quarterbacks, and this one's got to be atop the list. I mean, he's exceptional. One of the finest players I've ever seen, you know, from being a quarterback guy and watching that position. This guy's been exceptional for years and years. Really at top of his game right now. They've gotten healthy here over the past month. As a football team, you can see it. They're playing really well. Well, he's brilliant in his progressions. I mean, Drew can throw to spots and with his eyes closed. I mean, he goes out and plays and, you know, boom, boom, boom. That's what you teach guys to play quarterback-wise, you know, and that's what he does. Knows all the spots on the field, knows where everybody's supposed to be, plays the game extremely fast with a great tempo, just a, you know, great leader. You watch him come in and out of the huddle, very energetic leader-type person.
How about the run game in light of the
enough problems dealing with Drew and what they do, but the last 2 weeks, you know, what they had last week, 248, and the week before, it was really good again, and it's been two different guys. So, you know, they're committed. They're a very good offensive football team, and if you sit there and play too deep and stuff, they're going to run the ball, so they make you get down in the box, and that's why they're so good at what they do. So, you know, very explosive, making a lot of big plays, and you know, another tough group for our defense to deal with.
What about your run game? Did you see stuff that you addressed here?
You know, Troy, I mean, obviously we're trying, you know, we're doing a little bit of everything. We got to get it going. But we also know the key to getting it going is staying on the field, you know, running plays. So looking for snaps, the only way you're going to get snaps is making first downs and doing those type of things, time of possession. So that's the thing that's going to help us get back to it, you know. So that's our focus more so than a player to, you know, our focus is trying to stay on the field.
Gary, you guys have come out and thrown the ball to start games. Do you look at that and maybe change things up any differently there?
If I did, I wouldn't tell you. No, I mean, you look at everything. I mean, you don't come out and throw the ball. Saying we're going to throw the ball today. You know, you plan on being balanced. We want to be balanced as a team, but it's going to come from us, you know, having some time of possession. That's where it's going to come from. And it did come a few weeks ago against Houston. Time possession, very good. Ran the ball very good. Last 2 weeks, behind the eight ball from that standpoint, did not run the ball well. So that will come if we're able to stay on the field. So our focus is just executing better.
How do you feel about how Adam Gotsis has been developing?
Well, I think he's gotten better. He may have played his best game last week, and we need it. You know, obviously with where Derek's at right now with his elbow, he's going to have to step up and play well. So it'll be very important here on the back end that he plays his best football.
How do you get Simeon ready for the loud environment?
Well, he was in a pretty tough one last week, so I think that was a good step in the right direction. We didn't have huddle issues or those type of things last week. He handled the group good. I think this place may be even louder and tougher place to play, so that's why I had him inside. I'm going to work inside a few times this week so that we can make everything a little bit more hostile in there.
He's getting the tight ends going, the key to kind of getting this whole offense.
Yeah, you know, trying to get AJ going. He's been with us 2 weeks. We played him a little bit last week. You know, hopefully there'll be some more. We can continue to do that. Jeff is healthy. Jeff's starting to play a little bit more. Played, I think, about 30 plays last week. So, yeah, personnel-wise, trying to get more balance in what we're doing, and that comes with snaps too.
Gary, after the training camp that he had to that end, did you expect more out of Virgil Green than he's gotten this season?
No, I think Virgil's played well. I mean, Virgil went, what did he go through, a month? We lost him, you know, so – I think when you look at the time that he's been on the field, I think it's been good. And I think when Virgil has shown, when we're able to get him the ball, he makes some plays too, you know. So, you know, hopefully we can continue to do that. But I think Virgil's working hard and becoming a really good player, consistent player.
What have the Saints done differently? You know, they lose their first three, now they've won four.
Well, they were missing some people early in the season. I know defensively they were missing some big pieces. Their young first-rounder got hurt. He's back last week for the first time. They had some issues going on at linebacker. I know that at corner. So it looks like they've gotten healthy and gotten rolling here, what, four out of the last five, and playing extremely well and beat the two defending NFC champions, right? Am I right? Back-to-back at home in their last two home games. So, you know, with Carolina and Seattle. So playing really well.
Terry, will Wade be back in the box? Or are you gonna
you know, we'll talk about it. He's obviously moving better this week. We'll see.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, have a good day. Terry.